Good morning and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. As I sit with my cup this morning, I can watch the strength and stamina of a group of men and women as they lift heavy equipment, climb tall ladders, and scrape our roof in preparation for a new one. The human body's pretty amazing. We see its wonders when we watch all kinds of athletics or a bunch of young children playing on the gym equipment at the park. I often find myself thinking, how do they do that? Psalm 139:14 comes to mind. I praise you, Lord God, because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. As I write, roof shingles are falling onto the blue tarp on the ground. I heard voices at 7 this morning. George and I got up, dressed. By the time I arrived downstairs at 7:30, the tarp was down all around the house and the crew had put on their safety straps, and all sorts of noise overhead was coming through loud and clear. A new roof over my head by the end of the day. This group of 8 men and women are efficient, well-organized, hard workers, and energetic. They are the change agents for my roof. All I have to do is watch them. We can hire people to solve or help us solve all kinds of problems in our lives. Plumbers, electricians, mechanics, painters, accountants, physicians, counselors, and almost anything else. Lots of different kinds of change agents. But the toughest jobs have no other change agent except ourselves. As much as we might like, we can't hire anyone to change us, who we are, the life choices we make, how we take care of ourselves. As I read Psalm 139, I am so touched by the beauty of its words describing our Lord, His creation of us, the mystery of us, and His attention to the detail, as well as the watchful eye that follows close beside us each moment, each day, no matter where life takes us. Our bodies are the result of a plan that considered all the hard physical work men and women would need to do through generation after generation. Jesus himself grew up in a time when a strong, healthy body was required from youth in order to complete physical labor of all sorts. When TNC shows a video of the labor of the children and women carrying large containers of dirty water back to the village miles away after they have walked all those miles to find water, I wonder how far I could get such a load before my hands bled and my back screamed, assuming I could lift the containers in the first place. And yet, because this physical labor is essential for existence, it is done. How do you think you would fare? Mary and Joseph lived 80 miles from Bethlehem. From what I read, they spent more time walking than riding a donkey. Apparently, donkeys are stubborn, move at their pace, not yours, and frankly are uncomfortable to ride on. And of course, Mary was 8 or 9 months pregnant. In that time, walking was the way you got from one place to the other for the vast majority of the population. But what if you showed up on the road from Nazareth to Bethlehem in an air-conditioned car? Once Mary and Joseph got over the fear of the machine, do you think they would have turned down an hour and a half ride rather than the 3 to 4 day walk in the dust with the donkey and being pregnant? There lies the problem. It was a very different time. The strength of the human body was a vital asset for survival in Jesus' time, and also today in many parts of the world, but not so much for most of us today in the United States. We have all kinds of transportation to get us where we need to go. In fact, the transportation industry has been finding new ways to get around for a couple of hundred years. We can go further and faster so we can keep up with the fast-paced society we live in. Convenience is great. If we had to go to walking everywhere, our lives would be unrecognizable. Like most inventions, there is a wonderful side and a downside. For us humans, transportation choices are wonderful. It opens the door to the world, but unfortunately, we lose the benefits of moving ourselves. A story. By the grace of God, when George and I got married, he was in the Army and had lost at least 20 pounds during basic training. He was determined not to get into that condition again. He was running a couple of miles every day and encouraged me to give it a try. We had played a little basketball with friends and I hadn't lasted very long. At that time, I was 24. I looked okay, was slender, and had no idea how out of shape I was until I took him up on his suggestion and tried to run around the block. Keyword, tried. Wanting to be able to keep up with my athletic husband of a few months, I decided to try again. After a few days of 10 or so minutes of walk a few steps, run a few, and lots of huffing and puffing, I began to realize that when I got my breath back, I actually felt better. My energy and my mood were lifted. That was my reward. I was hooked. After some weeks, I could slowly run the whole block, probably a quarter mile, and then gradually I increased the distance and exercise became part of my routine. In Jesus' day and for generations before and beyond, exercise was part of daily life, whether you were in the mood or not. Today, it takes a very real effort, a hard effort, to change life habits. With the options for travel, the distances for work and such, and the fast-paced lives we live here in the States, built-in exercise is non-existent. So it becomes something extra that we have to fit into our overloaded days. I know I am writing about a taboo subject, but please don't take it the wrong way. My experience with cancer has made me passionate about keeping heart, lungs, and muscles moving. I walk 2 miles to 2 days a week and go to exercise classes 3 days. My hips hurt like most 76-year-old folks, and often, very often, I look forward to the end of the 2 miles or the exercise classes, but it still lifts my spirits and gives me the energy to live life. It adds quality of life to each day. If you know someone you love whose life responsibilities are pretty sedentary, I hope you will gently encourage them to walk down the street and back with you. A few minutes together without the hurry, and you will make both your hearts happy. Let us pray. Lord, you have made us with all we need, but we live in a world that on the one hand sells health and on the other makes it so hard and inconvenient to take care of ourselves. We need your help to be motivated to do what is hard and convenient. as we look toward the day each morning. Remind us, Psalm 139:14. We are by your hand fearfully and wonderfully made. And if possible, remind us, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Philippians 4:13. In your loving name, Jesus, amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.